Hello, listeners, and welcome to Weekly English Program. Tonight, we bring you an interview with Dr. Vinita Bendare. It is about how Ayurveda is and can be of immense benefit for women, especially in treating the gynec problems. Interviewing Dr. Vinita Bendare is Ishani, a medical student and also the daughter of Dr. Vinita Bendare. Let's listen to this informative question-answer session.
Hello friends, this is Ishani. Today we are discussing the topic of Ayurveda and its global impact. To discuss this, we have with us Dr. Vinita Bendale, who is an Ayurvedic practitioner who has been working in the field of women's health since around 2 decades. She has international exposure in teaching Ayurveda in a lot of countries across the globe. She is also involved in research related to female health and grave disorders such as cervical cancer. She has taken up the cause of popularizing Ayurveda and presenting it in a form which is comprehensible to the layman by writing popular articles related to it. We welcome you, Dr. Bendale.
Hello, thank you.
So, what would be your opinion on the health issues of women considering their changing role in the society? The issues which are said to be extremely important, like just fertility. There are some other issues which are not considered at all. What would be your opinion about them?
Yes, this is a very good aspect to start with. In general, we know that there has been a great amount of awareness generated related to health globally.
Right.
Like people are opting for better lifestyle, doing regular exercise, opting for pranayam, making dietary changes. But this is all related commonly to men as well as women. But I think women need to be addressed specially because the gynecological system in the female body demands special attention towards the female health. And generally, the aspect of women health is may be limited to only fertility, but it is not so. There are various phases in women's life, starting from menarche to menopause, and common health issues are always generated at every platform, which are generally not taken seriously by the lady herself. But that definitely does add up to all her health issues and maybe to her personality and in totality to the society as well.
Right.
Health issues are a lot. But common health issues like maybe dysmenorrhea or pain or discomfort that a female faces every month during her menstruation. Mm-hmm. There may be certain recurrent infections like vaginal itching, white discharge through her vagina, which makes her really uncomfortable at times. There may be chronic lower backaches. Then there are menopausal issues. There are issues related to heavy bleeding, such as menorrhagia. In general, women take them as they occur every month and they are a part of life. But it is not so. They can be treated and they are not only meant to be tolerated. This awareness in female is very important. And Ayurveda is able to address these issues very well.
So, as you said, all these general issues which are not taken very seriously. So, what would you say are the grave implications of them?
Generally, vaginal discharges or cervical discharges are very common. To put it in a scientific way, they are at times physiological as well. But if these discharges are very regular and they have certain amount of foul smell or they are more in quantity, then they can be an indication of any type of infection. And then if these infections in turn are maybe not treated well or they are not addressed at times, then these infections may lead to poor hygiene and immunity of the local gynecological system, I mean to say vagina or cervix. And these infections may in turn turn into grave diseases such as cervical cancer as well. So these symptoms need to be addressed in time and these symptoms need to be treated in time. And Ayurveda does a lot to help in this situations. For example, vaginal infections and cervical infections can not only be treated with internal medicines, but there are certain specific treatments in Ayurveda, such as Yoni Dhavan, which can be explained as vaginal douche, or Yoni Pichu, which can be explained as a medicated tampon, sterilized tampon, which is placed in the vagina. And over a period, when you treat these patients with these kinds of treatments, not only the infections are cured, but the local immunity of the patient is improved to such an extent that further fatal illnesses can be taken care of.
Doctor, would you say there are any specific treatments mentioned in Ayurveda for the prevention of disorders related to women?
Certainly. Ayurveda addresses not only women's health but general health in two perspectives. One is the preventive aspect and one is the treatment aspect. So, Ayurveda focuses majorly on preventive aspect as well. So, in this concern, Ayurveda lays great emphasis on lifestyle. In lifestyle, regular exercise, pranayam, good dietary habits are very important, because the quality of food that we eat is also very important, because that in turn is again related to the environment of our each and every cell of the body. So the alkalinity of the blood is very important, which in turn is related with the quality of food that you eat as well. The more acidic the food, the more acidic pH level of your blood becomes, and that affects the environment of your cells. That is what the latest trend of epigenetics says, and your cells always respond to the environment of their cells, of their own.
Right.
So that is very important. And as you asked, specific treatments of Ayurveda, yes. To name a few, one of them is Basti. Mm-hmm. Basti is a detoxification process which, when practiced regularly, maybe once in a year, Ayurveda has advised to take Basti or incorporate the treatment of Basti once in a year. This not only prevents a lot of ailments like dysmenorrhea or further lower back aches or menopausal issues, but it also arrests early degenerative changes.
Right.
So that is a very important treatment to be mentioned. Secondly, the treatment that I mentioned is Yoni Dhavan, that is vaginal douche. When these treatments are taken regularly for preventive aspect, they are more effective in the sense that they improve the immunity of the internal layer of vagina as well as cervix, and hence they arrest any kind of infections to happen, and a particular level of pH is important at the cervical region also to allow the entry of sperms for conception to occur. So that is a part related to fertility, but as a preventive aspect, this is also important in this treatment. And Yoni Pichu is another treatment. Yoni Pichu is a treatment where medicated tampons are placed in the vagina. These medicines are absorbed through the vaginal walls to the cervix up to the uterus, and they in turn help to strengthen the ligaments of the uterus, the muscles of the uterus, which in turn later help to prevent even diseases like cervical or uterine prolapse and also chronic backaches. Another treatment is Uttar Basti. Uttar Basti is instillation of medicines directly into the cervix. This treatment is mainly mentioned in the treatment of fertility, where thickness of endometrium needs to be increased. So these are some treatments, and some other treatments are Abhyanga, which is regular massage. So this is a very effective treatment in preventing chronic degenerative changes, or early degenerative changes to say.
That's very interesting, doctor. So, all of us know that when a woman reaches her menopause, there are increased responsibilities around her and she has to handle a lot of things at the same time, which can get really tough. So, how, in your opinion, can they be addressed?
Yes, Ishani, this is a very important question, and especially in this era where women are handling a lot of responsibilities. There are on important positions in their careers, and many issues like mental stress, hot flashes, which are very common during menopause, are at times extremely embarrassing to the women, and there is no solution at times. But as I said, that preventive aspects which I mentioned earlier are also very important, and particularly in this during this phase also, along with internal medicines, if regular treatments like Shirodhara is a treatment related to Panchakarma, where a stream of oil is held on your forehead for maybe half an hour or 45 minutes. Then there is instillation of medicines through your nostrils, which is called as Nasya. And this is very, very important in avoiding the stress factor as well. And Abhyanga, that is application of oil all over the body. These things, along with internal medicines, help a lot to the woman to deal with these situations. Secondly, during menopausal phase, there is a very common symptom that is due to depletion of estrogen levels. There is a lot of vaginal itching and dryness, and urinary incontinency also related to this. At times, these situations become so worse that women cannot leave their house as well, leave alone attending meetings or conferences or their regular routine. So these situations can become so worse at times. But here also, the treatment of Davan and Pichu are extremely important and extremely effective. Regular use of these treatments along with internal medicines completely eradicates these symptoms. Another thing to be considered along with these vaginal itching or dryness or urinary incontinence is, during this menopausal or perimenopausal phase, women are in this particular age group, they might be suffering from diabetes as well. That ailment also needs to be focused, as this can be a reason for these kinds of symptoms also. So that needs to be addressed. And Ayurveda has certain remedies to manage diabetes and the symptoms of diabetes and progress of diabetes very well. So that goes hand in hand in such kind of situations.
Now, doctor, we have statistical evidence which shows the rise of PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, all across the globe. What would you like to say about that?
PCOS affects women or girls right from age of 15 to age of 50. And when we say PCOS, it is not a symptom, it is a syndrome. It is polycystic ovarian syndrome. So in this syndrome, there are various issues, like the size of the ovaries is increased, they have become polycystic, that means number of cysts have been developed around the ovaries. There may be issues related to the body mass index, that is, there may be weight gain, there may be insulin resistance, there can be testosterone increase, because of which there are men-like symptoms or men-like features are developed in female. And generally, there are irregular menses as well. So the concern is that this is mainly related to infertility as well, because this causes unovulation. That is, the follicle is not ruptured and ovum is not developed during a menstrual cycle, which in turn obviously results to infertility. So in this syndrome, particularly addressing unovulation, Ayurveda can do a lot, along with, as I said, the lifestyle changes, because lifestyle changes is a very important aspect or a very important reason of PCOS. So along with the regulations or the lifestyles that have been mentioned in Ayurveda, there are treatments like Basti, along with internal treatments. Regular Basti during ovulation or before ovulation helps the lady to ovulate, which is regularly monitored through sonography and ovulation studies. Whenever a patient, maybe a follicle is not increasing and we make certain changes in the medicines and Basti is given, then there are dramatic changes, not only in the increase of follicle size, the rupture also occurs, and not only that, the endometrial thickness is also simultaneously managed very well. Secondly, there can be insulin resistance developed in this syndrome. So, the result of insulin resistance, dyslipidemia may occur, that is, triglycerides may raise, then there is always a fear of diabetes to occur. So, these things need to be addressed in PCOS, that is, insulin resistance, wherein again, these lifestyle changes of Ayurveda, particular medicines pertaining to insulin resistance, as well as some treatments like Basti, they come to help and they are of great importance. Then there is the issue to be addressed, that is of weight gain. So again, related to weight gain, also treatment of Basti and dietary changes and some medications, when the periods become regular or they are regularized, menses are regularized, increase in weight can also be addressed. Secondly, the hormonal changes. Hormonal changes that occur, like there is increase in FSH, there is increase in testosterone, and that in turn again relates to the male-like pattern in the female. So these things also can be addressed very well with different medicines and Basti.
So doctor, you mentioned Basti quite a few times. Can you stress on how important it is or what kind of advantages it will inflict upon the human body?
Basically, there are five prime detoxification processes which have been described in Ayurveda, which are termed as Panchakarma. So Basti is one of them. And Basti in Ayurvedic texts has been given such an importance that when Basti is incorporated or a patient is treated with Basti, almost it covers 50% of the complete treatment. So that is very important, and especially related to women's health, Basti is very important. Basti are medicines which are administered through anal route. And there are different types of Basti to be given. But the most important Basti is termed as Yoga Basti, wherein there are five sittings of oil enemas or oil Bastis are incorporated and three sessions of decoctions are incorporated. And to be very practical also, as compared to other detoxification processes, Basti has lesser restrictions to be followed during the course of treatment. So a patient can carry on his or her routine work and still take this treatment of Basti.
There is this topic which is ignored a lot these days, which is the topic of post-delivery care, that is the care which is taken of the woman's body who just delivered a baby. Now, what will you say are the serious implications of this?
Ayurveda has basically laid a lot of emphasis on the postnatal care of a woman, because Ayurveda firmly believes that during a natural labor or during a cesarean section also, the woman's body undergoes a lot of stress, and in the prenatal period also, women's body has to undergo a lot of changes as a result of the gestational period. And post-delivery, first 38 weeks, and the concern during labor is not addressed well, then the degenerative changes supposed to occur at a later stage after 45, will start to occur quite early, maybe at an age of 30 or 35 also. In this practical world, today we see that ladies, after